escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Jake's and Saxy. Jake's since 1985, some of the best burgers in North Texas. And you can join us here for the next 3 hours. We have the nation for you. And then coming up at 7 o'clock, it'll be your chance to try out to be the next fan host here. Fan Phenom's coming up.
You never know. You might be working with me tomorrow. Or, you know, and if you're the next fan phenom, Blake Elliott, 2 days.
Fast track you.
Just jumped right in there, both feet. Did a good job.
Yeah, it is a very cool promotion or a cool thing that we do every year, every couple of years or something like that. Yeah. And, I mean, the opportunity's there for you if you got what it takes to make yourself a sports broadcaster. Wish everybody nothing but the best of
Absolutely.
Luck in that.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jake's and Saxy for hosting. KNC Masterpiece is going to be at a separate Jake's tomorrow as the party continues. Here's Eric Chiafalo with a college football darty.
Archie Manning confirmed that Arch will be staying at Texas, and he will not be declaring for the 2026 NFL draft. We've known this. It's popped up again. I guess he did a nice little interview there with Texas Monthly, so it's circulating once again. But we've known for a while that's the plan.
Is Arch my dad? Are Archie my dad's age? Is he like 82, 3 years old?
Roughly.
I would guess.
Are we having moments where
he's
like
in pappy territory?
We're talking about his grandson, like. I don't know, Granddad. Don't be
speaking out of turn. 76 years old. He's still spry, man. He's getting around nicely.
All right.
That's a heavily concussed 76, though, isn't it?
My man took a beating. He was some of the worst teams in the history of football.
They were the Ants at that point, right?
He was on the Houston Oilers that were bad, too.
Oh, I did not. That's a fun trivia question. Yeah, I would have not known that he played for the Oilers.
He took a beating with the Oilers and took a bigger beating with the Saints.
I was wondering how that would change, though. Like, the Manning family is hard on this. You win the national championship and the Heisman, and you play excellent. Like, you're clearly the best quarterback. You're going to go number one, and it's not the Browns, Jets. Who else would I not want to go to?
The Saints. The Saints, I think.
I don't want to go to the Saints.
The Saints have got the best shot. I think the Saints might be the worst team in football.
I think I'd want to go to the Saints. Because the hometown thing and stuff, and that's an organization that's got its stuff figured out over the last 20 years. It's not like they're still the Aints. Do you think they wouldn't want to go Saints? Are you reporting that?
No, I mean, he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, it makes sense. It
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, and it would be kind of interesting the fact that his father, or excuse me, his grandfather was a Saint player.
Like right now I'm telling everybody he's staying, but it's a little bit more fluid than that depending on how much we dominate.
Yeah, I guess if you go out there and you win the Heisman and or win the Natty and you're just lighting it up, you're meeting all the expectations and the hype that has been built up for you, then I guess I could see it too. But it seems like their plan for sure is to let him stick this thing out.
Because life's
good. Texas fans are loving it. Yeah, life's good. He doesn't need the money. He's making plenty of money already. And you're at a great program.
In the bed?
Well, then he's definitely going to stay.
No. That's what I'm saying, though. What if he's not the quarterback that everybody believes he's going to be? If you're the family, how do you play that card? That if he goes out there and all of a sudden it's not, you know, he's the reason why Texas is 8-4, you know, or something like that. Like they're like they get in the big game, they lose the Ohio State game, and then they get in the conference.
Does he still get to be the starter the second year?
I would think
so. Because if he's losing the job, we'd be out of there.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. You wonder.
I would think Sark would keep him as the starter, unless it was just so otherworldly
bad. Sark stayed with Quinn Ewers. He stayed with Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, he's shown the loyalty.
But the picture you're painting sees worse than Quinn Ewers.
I'm just saying, like, what if in fact he's not this Arch Manning that we believe that Arch Manning is?
Well, then
that could be a big story.
Oh, it'd be huge.
All of a sudden, it's like, well, maybe he's not this guy that we painted.
And
maybe he's closer to Spencer Rattler that we thought was going to be this guy, and now he's kind of a guy.
He's going to go be a Gamecock after this. Is
that
what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, he's a good player, but not a first overall player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's something to be said for that, and it seems like the more people study Arch Manning and look into it and don't just go off the hype and the last name, they consider that. Like, maybe a top five quarterback this year.
See, there's people in the Southeastern Conference that are thinking about, and I'm not just saying about Garrett Nussmeier, but, you know, Nussmeier last year was outstanding. I mean, he carried a LSU team that really defensively – but, I mean, he's – and then Sellers at South Carolina.
Amazing.
He might be – like you say, there might be – what if Arch Manning is the third best quarterback in the SEC? I'm not saying – I'm just saying, you know, we put this kid – I mean, he's had lofty expectations everywhere he's been, in New Orleans High School. And I remember watching him play high school football, and it was like, that looks like a pretty normal kind of, you know – like, you're thinking like a talent like that – it's lighting them up. It's like throwing for 5,000 something, you know, yard. And, you know, it's like a bunch of – but there were
times – they struggled.
Yeah, there's just some struggles there. But I just wonder at Texas, is he going to be that guy? And I hope he does for my son's sake, because Bennett, you know, and like he, you know, Bennett being about to be a graduate of Texas, I want to see his team, you know, do well. But I don't I just wonder if there's so much hype about this player. Is he just, instead of a great one, is he just a good one?
I mean, there's certainly a chance of that, but I don't know, man. I like the cut of his jib. I really do.
I
think he's going to be the real deal. Now, he might not meet all the expectations. Like, he's the Heisman favorite.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's not fair right now.
Yeah.
And he probably won't meet that level of expectation in year one.
I hope.
But I think it'll be obvious. This dude's legit.
If Texas is not what we think Texas is going to be, I hope he doesn't get the blame for it, but he probably will. If Texas is supposed to be a team that's going deep in the playoffs, maybe in the championship, but they figure out that they just get to – you know, they're a 10-win team, and they play in the Sugar Bowl, and they're not a playoff team. I just wonder. I wonder if it's going to be because of the quarterback. And he'll probably get the blame for that.
Probably. Absolutely. Yeah. He'll be very polarizing.
Yeah.
if he does not play well. I do think just watching him play, though, I'm with you, Chief. There just seems to be a cool and a presence about him.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a nice little swagger. He's got the speed, and he's got the tools. Like, this dude was born to be a professional quarterback. The mechanics, you talk about that. It's crisp. It's pure. He pushes the ball down the field.
He can run. He's got some mobility. He's got some athletic ability. I just like to say, I wonder if we've got him so high that if he just falls a little below that, are we all going to be disappointed by the guy?
Yeah. Well, he's going to give us 2 years of opportunity to evaluate from what it seems like. SEC, it just means more. Brett McMurphy put out his preseason top 25 poll. He left the South Carolina Gamecocks off of it, and so he received a it just means more email from an angry Gamecock from Gabriel. He says that the subject of the email says, big fan of your work. Okay. So you click on that, and you're thinking, okay, somebody's giving me my flowers. Finally, about dang time.
Yeah, a positive one.
And then you read it, and it starts by saying, yeah, that title is a lie. Your list was garbage. What's your vendetta against South Carolina? Mad because they beat your favorite team or something? Maybe it's time to retire, old-timer. You're clearly becoming senile. Best, a disrespected South Carolina Gamecock fan. Pretty amazing right there.
I love that, man. It reminds me of the Rangers' love-hate relationship with me over Jack Leiter's reality.
Oh, yeah. I bet you were kind of doing a tiger fist bump there as you were dealing with the chills.
Definitely not. I was disappointed, but, you know.
Yeah, that's where it's tough when it's like, man, do I want my take to be right or do I want my team to be good?
Yes.
You know, it's a battle. It's
preferably
a battle.
Both at the same time, but if I have to choose, it's a tough call.
Looks like we might be heading towards a Saturday college football red zone experience for the ages, boys and girls.
Now, bring it.
Who's the red zone host for Saturday college football?
That's a good question. If it's on ESPN, it'll be McAfee, won't it? They just want to wedge him into everything.
Do you think McAfee could do, like, the what does it require, 8 hours?
There's no way McAfee could do red zone.
Oh, I think he could do everything. I think he could do it all. I think he could absolutely do it all.
Of course he could if he locked in, but would he agree to that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think McAfee. How long does Hansen work on that thing? 8 hours?
Well, 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Yeah. Okay.
I would hope that they could extend Hansen for Saturdays, you know, double, triple a salary, whatever it's going to take, because it just won't feel the same without him.
Oh, I agree 100%. I don't know if that's a good question, though. Who would be the college football guy to pull that off? I'm sure Scott Hansen could. But back-to-back 7-hour commercial-free days where you don't get to empty the bladder, I mean, that's tough on the body. I mean, I'm going into those negotiations with, hey, I'm putting my body on the line.
Could it be our guy? Yeah. Could it be our guy that used to work at NBC here? That's at ESPN.
Matt Berry. I could see that.
Could Matt Berry be the? That'll could he be the guy? That
Old
does,
Matt Dingle. I wonder. That'd be crazy.
I wonder if he could be that guy. I bet you he could.
I bet he could pull it off.
Yeah.
I do. But yeah, Roger Goodell was talking about this, and as you're going to have the ESPN, NFL, red zone combo now taking place. They're looking into a college football red zone, and my gosh, bro, that would be wonderful.
That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of games. I wonder if they would just narrow it down to just like only for teams that are ranked in the top 25. Those are the only games we're actually going to be really addressing here. Speaking of addressing something, I got ball sacked on this the other day. I actually deleted a tweet.
Oh, no.
Because there was I'll just read you the headline. Is TCU starting quarterback Josh Hoover part of the furry costume community?
Nice.
Did you guys see this on Twitter? You guys didn't see this on Twitter at all?
No.
So somebody, this is what they can do now, man. I mean, they have the ability with the AI and the Photoshop and all this stuff. They can make it seem like Josh J. Hoover from his Instagram account posted something to his Instagram story of furries, like in the costumes, doing their furry thing, fun weekend, hashtag furry proud. That's the screenshot that was just blasted.
All over
the internet.
That's how you get ball sacked all the time.
You
follow 3,000 people.
I'm taking ball sack grenades left and right these days.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you don't follow 3,000 people, you don't get ball sacked.
Walking
like that
on eggshells, man. But,
you know, we saw one on vacation a couple years ago, like a kid furry. So it kind of made me wonder, of course, this was on the West Coast, but it did make me wonder, like, how prominent are these furries? You know, is there a big society out there? I mean, I think like 10 years or so ago, it was kind of known as like a kink thing, and then it became like an alternate identity deal.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's become like I identify as this this costume character. So I don't know exactly how big the community is, but we can confirm through lots of sourcing that your starting quarterback for the TCU Horned Frogs is not, in fact, a furry.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Horned Frogs fans are...
You had to look what up? What is a furry? Yeah, read it. Read the definition.
A furry is someone who is part of the furry fandom, which is a subculture of people who are interested in
anthropomorphic?
Yeah, there you go. Animal characters. These are animals with human characteristics.
Yes.
With that, I didn't know what you were talking about.
You had no idea what that was?
Hell no.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And like Dawson said, I think it started out as more of a kink, and now it's become more of like an identity situation for a lot of these folks. But your TCU quarterback, not a member of the furry community.
Says that as much as 1% of people may identify as part of the furry movement.
Unbelievable.
Which is fascinating.
We're going to have furry bathrooms here before too long.
Man, that sounds expensive.
Just go out on the yard.
Yeah. You have like your little litter box.
Just go out in the go out in the yard.
No, not there. That's where Les Miles has lunch. Yeah.
We're live at Jake's and Saxy here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. But join us here right off the main drag here, 78, and the Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock, so you have time to get some delicious
78
dinner.
And what, Dawson?
I don't know, 78 and something.
78 and who gives a damn? Get your butt here.
Yeah, it's about, I was thinking like...
A couple miles east of the bush.
I remember 78. I couldn't remember what the cross street was.
I came in here some back way, dude. I was driving through neighborhoods for like 15 minutes, and I just popped up
here. Kind of like Lambeau Field. Just
I was like, yeah,
here we are.
They took me off at an earlier exit. We got to run. Why the Dallas Stars hockey program is being drugged through the mud on social media this afternoon. We'll tell you what they're saying. And more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.